Okay, today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph, as we are deep into Ve'elu Megalchin, this third parak of Moed Katan, talking about inyanim of Avelus and related issues. So we ended off talking about a halacha that's quoted here in the Gemara, and it is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as a minog that we do not do. So let's first finish this section, and then we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch where exactly it is quoted. So the second to last skinny line, the last point that was made in the Brisa was that there is a concept of when someone is sit Shiva, they don't only sit Shiva for their seven relatives, but when their relatives are sitting Shiva, they also sit Shiva out of a covet for them, out of a covet for the relatives of their own. And then we said maybe it's limited to certain relatives, according to some Shitas. Maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a child, and maybe it is only in front of those relatives. Ba'apa. Right, so we'll get back. Let's get back to that second to last skinny line. Mar Ukva shachiv le bar chamua. Mar Ukva lost his brother-in-law, right, the son of his chamua, right, son of his in-laws. Savar lemeisa v'le shiva u'shloshim. So he thought he was going to sit shiva and shloshim. Why? Because his wife was sitting shiva. So if his wife was sitting shiva, so he was going to sit shiva also. All Rafuna legabe. Rafuna went into him. Ashkechin found him. Amar le tudanaisa bas lemeichal. What, you love mourners' food? You love Avelus food? Right, what are you doing? Lo amru lechvod ishto, ela chama v'chamoso. Right, they only said the halacha of a kavod, for the wife, only her parents, right, not her brothers. And therefore, there is no problem. You don't have to sit shiva when your relative is sitting shiva. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Misha meis chama v'chamoso, if somebody lost his in-laws, rachmana litzlan, eino rashai lakofes ishto, lios, he cannot force his wife. His wife, who is the real avela, right, his in-laws died. His wife, if somebody cannot force his wife, lios kochelas, lios pokeses, to put on makeup. Right, she's in mourning. She's sitting shiva. So even if I want, if one wants their wife to look beautiful and nice and kept, but if they're sitting shiva, you can't force them. Ella kofem itaso v'noegima avelus. But rather, he must turn over his own bed, as they used to do, kfiyas amita, and be noeg avelus again because of his in-laws. V'chein the opposite. He shemeis chameha o chamosa. He, when she loses her in-laws, meaning his parents, eina rasha'a, lios kochelas lios pokeses. Also, she doesn't put on the makeup, not because she's an avela here, but because she's knowing it with her husband. Elakofe mitasa v'noeg hegesimo avelus. She turns over her bed, and she's noeg with him avelus. That's one brisa. V'tanya idach, and the other brisa says, Aval bisha amru eina rasha'a lakofes ishto lios kochelas lios pokeses. Even though he cannot force her when she is an avela, but there are certain basic actions that she continues to do. Be'emes amru, still we say, mozegas lo asako, sumatzes lo mito, machetzes lo panav yada v'raglav. The basic malachos that an isha does labayla, so those are still done even in this case. But he can't force her to do more than that. But kashina hadati, it's a problem, because here we see matzes lo mita. The second brisa says that she makes his bed, but we just said that he has to turn over his bed, right, in the case where she's sitting shiva. So, kashana dadi, and alav shmamino, kan v'chama v'chamoso, kan b'shar krovim shmamino. It must be different relatives. If it's her parents, if it's his in-laws, so then he has to be noeg avelus. It's covered for her. But if it is a different relative, one of the other five relatives, so then he does not. Last line, Tanya Mihachi, La'amra l'chvod ishto, l'chama v'chamoso bilvan. So this is the Gemara about being noheg avelus with a relative. If you look on the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Ayin Dalet. Shin Ayin Dalet, that's where this is discussed. Again, Hilchos Avelus, if you remember, all these Avelot, the last area, last section of Yaradeya, Shin Ayin Dalet, Sif Vav, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this as a halacha. Call me Shemisabel Alav, Misabel Imo, Imeis Lo Meis. Anyone who you sit Shiva for, so then you have to sit Shiva if they're sitting Shiva. That's the Gemara. V'davka ba'odu b'fanav, but only in front of them. Only when they're there, because it's covered for them. Aval shalo b'fanav, ein sarach linhog avelus, but not b'fanav, not, you don't have to, chutz me ishto. She'avu b'ishim misabal aleha, einu misabal ima, ela al avia, al ima mishim kavet, chama v'chamoso. If it's a blood relative, a parent, a brother, so then, whenever they're sitting shiva, I have to sit shiva. But if it's a case of a wife, so then it's only in-laws. Aval alachea v'achosa, o bina ubita me ishacher, eno misabel ima, v'chulu. Then the Ramah adds, We're makel on the misabel imo avelus. Why? The einze elamishum kavod hamisablim. The only reason we do that is to give kavod to those who are really sitting shiva. V'yachshav nagu kulam limcho, and now we're all everybody's mochel. Meaning nobody wants their relative to sit shiva if their relative is not chayav to sit shiva, right? If a father is sitting shiva, he doesn't want his son to sit shiva. Chas v'shalom, it's like ein hara. So he wouldn't want to. He's mochel. V'chein noagin or idna shalol esabaklal im hamis ablim. That v'chala machmir bazeh. What if one wants to be machmir? Einu ela mina matmihim. You're not allowed to be machmir. It's tamua. Nobody does this today. So therefore, it is mina matmihim, and it is not done. Shach ve'einu kimechabed ha'avelim ela kiloeg lohem. And if we do it today, it's like scoffing at them. It's not like being mechabed them, because there's not a way that we're mechabed avelim today. And therefore, this whole halacha does not apply. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, we continue with one more story related to this topic. Says the Gemara, third to last line. Ameimar shachiv le barbrei. Ameimar lost a grandson, Rachmana l'Tzlan. Shachiv le barbrei. Kara ilave torkriya. He torkriya for his grandson. Asabrei. And then his son came along, the father of the niftar, and what happened? Kara ba'ape. He tore in front of him. Who's the he and who's the him? In this last phrase. Not clear, machlokas rishonim. Rashi says, in the first day of Tosfos, is that Mar Amemar tore again. He tore when he was alone, but when his son came, he wanted to be knowing something in front of his son. See, he tore again in front of his son. Right, Rashi, second to last Rashi. Hadar Amemar kara ba'ape debrei. He again tore in front of his son. Right, asked Tosfos, why? It's not like an avelus. Kriya is a one-time thing. Right? A tar kriya. If somebody's still wearing their shirt that was torn, they don't have to tear again. Ask Tosas the Tema. Kiva to kara kvar. V'chitzarach likroa klal afnei akrovim. See, what does he have to tear again for? V'shema la'ashme'ina de ba'apinu agavelus. As we explained. Maybe it's not, kriya, as we said, is not really part of avelus. We do kriya before avelus. But maybe to show that the niyug, he wants to do something else in front of him. The other way to understand the Gemara is the second day of Tosfos. He quotes Rabbi Avram Piresh. What happened? A Amemar tore kriya, but when his son came, the son tore in front of the father. Why? To point out to him a mistake. What's that? Let's continue the Gemara. Kara ba'ape. Idkar demiyushav kara. He remembered that he had torn kriya sitting. And that is something that is not allowed to be done. One has to tear kriya, as we call it, me'uman. One has to tear kriya sitting. I'm sorry, standing. So either a meimar had torn a second time, and then he remembered that he made a mistake, or his son tore in order to remind him that Abba, right, the Ritva says here, well, he didn't want to say, Abba, you're wrong. Right, not allowed to say that in Shulchan Aruch. If I know my father did something wrong, I have to kind of like say it implicitly. Didn't you teach me? I thought the halacha was, however it is, not to embarrass him. So that's what he was doing here. Either way, Idkar demiyushav kara, kam kara me'umat. So he got up and tore standing. Either he tore a third time, right, or a second time, one of those. Amar le Ravashi la meimar, kriya demuman minolan. So Ravashi asked, what's the source for that? How do you know that you have to tear kriya standing? Dichsiv, the pasik in the beginning of Eov. Says the pasik, after Eov, remember, he lost everything. The Satan took it away. Vayakam Eov, vayikres me'ilo. Eov got up, and he tore his meal, he tore his cloak. Right, so you see, from there, pasik in Eov, that teaches me that you have to tear kriya standing. Says the Gemara, really? Whenever it says Amida in Tanakh, it means Dafka, you have to stand. Elameata, Va'amad Va'amar, Lo Chafaski Lakachta, by Chalitza. Right, this week's Parsha. V'amad Va'amar, he stood up and he says, he has to declare the Yavam that is not interested. I have no Chafetz, Lakachta. Hachanami, what there too, you're going to tell me he has to stand up? But Vahatani, we learned in the Brisa in Yavamis, it's on the horizon, Rabosai. Yavamis is on the horizon. But now it's here. V'hatanya, bein yoshev, bein omeid, bein muta. Right, the Brisa says that he could do this sitting, standing, lying down, anything. Right, there's a discussion, we're not going to get into it right now, every stage of chalitza, sitting, standing. There's differences in the Rambam and the Ritva right here. The Ritva discusses the Shita of the Rambam. Meaning there's, we know there's different elements of the Chalitza process. Right, there is the, what we call Chalitza, what we call a removal of the shoe, but there's the Rakika, there's the spitting, there's the Kriyas HaPsukim, there's the declaration on that he makes, right? There's so many parts of Chalitza. So even here, when the Gemara says that it is not Ma'akev, right, the Gemara says, you ought to tell me it's Ma'akev, but we know it's not Ma'akev. Which part is being referred to here? Right, not 100% clear that we showed and discuss it. Either way, that's but either you see something is not ma'akev. Pashtos here, it's relating to his kriya. Right, v'yamar v'amar. So how could you say the pasuk in Eov is bedafka? So the Gemara says, Amar le, no, hasam loksiv v'yamod v'yomar. Over there, it does not say, and he shall stand and he shall say, which would be a language of command, so to speak. That would mean you have to. But hachaksiv ayakam ayikra. Here it says, and he stood up and he tore. What's the difference? Says the Ritva. By Eov, it's telling a story. So if it's telling a story, it says, and he got up and he tore. Why'd he get up? He was sitting. It's not just like a narrator saying, in generically, what happens in general. That's not what happened. By Eov, it was a story. So if there was a story and it says, and he got up and did something, so it sounds like it's bedafka. He got up and did something. By in the Torah, this week's Parsha, is not describing a specific case. It's saying this is what's done. But it's not that it has to be done. It's not describing a specific action that is mandated. Says the Ritva. Bishlama hachak siva yakama yikra pirish. Lishna dekra kpeda mashma. Shahaya yoshev vikam. Aval hasam miksiv ya'amod viyomar. Da mashma ami shehu yoshev she ya'amod. V'yod v'yamarka ma'loshin sipur ba'alma. It's just describing, you know, what's happening, but it's not saying anything that must be done. That is the chilik of the Gemara. Continuing for a little bit more, and then we'll get back to the psukim in Eov. Amar Rami Bar Chama, minayin l'kriya shi mu'umat, a different pasuk. How do you know kriya is mu'umat? I mean, different discussion. Shinemar v'yakam Eov v'yikra, same pasuk at the beginning of Eov, he got up and he tore. Says the Gemara, Dilma milsa yisei rasu hu da'avad. Who said Eov, which we don't even know when Eov occurred. If you remember that Gemara Baba Basra, there's 10 different opinions. When was Eov? Moshe's time, Avram's time, this time, that time. There's a day that it never even happened. Lo ha'ev lo nivra, it's all a mashal. So we don't even know when Eov, can't even ask the question, was Eov before Matan Torah fulfilling the din and rabbanon of Kriya? Because we don't even know when Eov was. But the Gemara is quoting a source from it. So it says, Eov got up and he tore. So the Gemara says, maybe he was doing something extra, not something mandated. Milsi yisei rasuhu da'avad. Di'ilote mahachi, because if you don't say this, that he did something extra. How do you understand the next part of the pasuk? Vayaga zis rosho hachanami. He pulled a hair out of his head. Right, so how did he do that? What, he was mandated to do that? No. So just like he was not mandated to do that, maybe he was not mandated to stand up. So you can't bring me a raya from the pasuk in Eov, because maybe it was just something extra. So let's continue. We're in the middle of the flow, and then we'll get back to it. Ela mehachas, we go to a totally different pasuk to try to prove that you have to stand up. Okay, let's actually stop there before we get into the whole second suggestion. And that is the question that some of you might be thinking of, and that is, how did he tear out his hair? Forget the fact that it was x-ray. Isn't that usser? Isn't that an issur d'oraisa? Lo sisko dedu, lo sikrichu karcha. Isn't that an avera? So if you look in the Malbim, go to the Malbim on Eov. Right, remember the psukim in Eov, looking, the Satan asked to remove everything, so he takes away his family, he takes away his money, he takes away everything. Let's read the last pasuk, which is being referred to here. Vayakam Eov vayikras mi'ilo. Eov got up and tore his mi'il. Vayagaz esrosho. Vayipol arza vayishtachu. That's what happened. Says the Malbim, because he's bothered by our problem. Vayikra mi'ilo al ivadon habanim. Kedin, he tore his clothing because of the family members that he lost. Vayagas rosho al ivadon hakinyanim, but then he tore at his hair because of the assets that he lost, his house, all his family. Why? Kilotasimu karchalameisksiv aval alaveda ein iser. That's the Malbim. This is a major discussion in the Achronim. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this. Is this really true? It's the Malbim Shita. Right, he tore his clothing for a mace, and he tore his body. He tore his hair out because of his property. And that, says the Malbim, there is no Isser on. Once we have it open, Let's just do the next pasuk. The Malbim has a beautiful thought on the next pasuk. This is like a Parsha Shir Malbim. Says Eov, Vayomer. And Eov says, second to last pasuk in the first parak, right? We know Eov, the first parak is all the action. After that, it's basically discussions of he and his friends, philosophy, Tzadik Aralo, until you get all the way to the end. But the first parak is where all the action happened. So how does the first parak end? After he gets up and he tears his clothing, Vayomer, he says, Arom yatzasi mibeten imi. I came out from my, I was born naked, without anything. Va'arom ya'ashuf shama. And I will return naked. Hashem natan v'Hashem lakach, yihi shem Hashem mevorach. Hashem gave, Hashem took, right, it's a pasuk that we say at Alavaya. Hashem gave, Hashem took, yihi shem Hashem mevorach, Hashem's name should be blessed. Right, the Mefarshim point out, yihi shem Hashem mevorach we have in Hallel, and we have by Eov here. Right, the highest point and the lowest point on the human spectrum of emotions. Yihi shem Hashem mevorach. And then the last line, because those lochate Eov, v'lo nasan tifla lelokim. Right, that's the, he didn't sin. Okay, so the Malbim asks, what does this pasuk mean? What does he declare at the end? Arom yatzasi mibetanimi. I came out naked. I'm going to return naked. Hashem gave and Hashem took. Says the Malbim. Ratzal omar. Shahavale makam lehitzvonena l'Hashem be'echan mishnei paneha. Eov could have complained to God based on one of two tainus. One of two tainus. Number one. Ima kinyanim ha'eleh she'nevdu mimenu ata. Hayubik kinyanim devukim bilti nefradim miguro. Number one. If what he lost was part of him, was an inherent part of him, then he could complain. This is part of me. What are you doing, God? Kigmo, echon me evari haguf. If he lost power of a limb, then he has a stronger taina than just if he lost something of his. Shahagam shahashem bira ambinasam lo. Yes, Hashem created him with it. Mikol makom. Akar shehis atzmu imo mitchilat yitzira. So, since it's part of me, hayachoshiv zelo avel. Im lachami meno shalom b'mishpat. It's part of me, God. What are you doing? Unlike property or even children, which are kinyanim chitzoniim, bilti devukim ima adam, lo mitzat chilas yitziraso. So number one, that's one reason he could have complained. Because it's, God, this is part of me. What are you doing? So what does he say? Aram yatzasi mibetan imi v'aram ashav heima. Aram yashav ashav shama. Number one, Hashem, I acknowledge everything I lost was not part of me. Right? He lost family. He lost all his money. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to complain about that because it's not part of me. Number one. Aram yatzasi mibetan imi below elak kinyanim aram ashav shama. Number one. Number two. Zos Shanis, Shagamal Kinyanim Abilti Mis Atzmimimo, even on parts that are not part of him, Hayalo Makom Lehislonate, he could complain, Im Hayamasigosam Bekocho Vosem Yado. If it was my hard work, and I got it, and it was really me, I could also, Hashem, what are you doing? I got it, it's mine. What does Eov say? Hashem Natan Vashem Lakach. He acknowledges that nothing's from him. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what am I supposed to do? Yehi Shem Hashem Avorach. Right, he's no makom litzlonein because he acknowledges that everything is external. Right, this isn't talking about a case. Rachman al-San, if somebody gets physically ill, so then mashav of the malbim, then he has more of a taina against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But at least in Eov's case, arom nothing, it's all external and it's all from you. Yehi shem Hashem avarach, and therefore he praises the Kadosh Baruch Hu. An amazing malbim. That's on the next pasuk here. But for our purposes, vayagas, we end up saying he's not violating nisa daraisa because it was for property. So the Gemara though says so maybe it was extra, so it can't bring a raya. So the Gemara goes on to a different makar. So Elamehacha brings a makar from David Hamelech. Vayakam Hamelech vayikres begadav. David Hamelech got up when he heard from the navi that Avshalom had killed some of his children. So he gets Vayikras Begadav, he tore his clothing. But it says he got up. He got up and he tore his clothing. Says the Gemara of Adilma Misli, say Rasa Avid, same question. Maybe David was doing something extra. He didn't have to stand up, but he was doing it. De'ilo temahachi, because if you don't say he was doing something extra, what about the next part? Vayishka v'artza achinami, David went to sit on the floor. Well, you have to sit on the floor. You have to be sit about Mishka v'artza. Is that required? That's also extra. Vatanya, after all, we learned in a brisa. Yashav agabi mita agabi kisi agabi udaini. If somebody sits on a bed, on a chair, on a mortar, lo yatsi dechovaso. The brisa said that he does not fulfill his obligation if he sits on these. If he sits on a bed, which obligation? V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, shalokiyem kfiyas hamita. There's a chiyuv, remember the days of old, to perform kfiyas hamita, to turn over the beds that they had in those days. So if you sit on a bed, so then you are not fulfilling the chiyuv of kfiyas hamita. Meaning, what's the diyuk? The Rishonim explain, there's no chiyuv to sit on the overturned bed, right? There is a chiyuv to overturn the bed, right? So David HaMelech, when he sat al gabi mita, when he sat on the ground, it was something extra. It wasn't something mandatory. And therefore, so too, when he stood up, maybe it could have been viewed as extra. So again, it's not a raya. Answer the Gemara, no. This is a raya. Why? Amar lei ke'ein artsa. When it says he sat artsa, it means ke'ein artsa. Meaning, he was kofa mitasa. And therefore, there's nothing extra in the pasuk. He did exactly what he needed to do. And therefore, it is a raya that he stood up. Okay, a couple of points on this. Number one, there is an interesting or unique shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says that you have to sit on the mita kfuya. You have to. Sounds like it's against the Gemara. But the Ritva notes this Rambam and says it's a little difficult. Right? The Ritva says, Vadai, afo bishakafa mitaso shachav ba'aretz, v'ayinu milsi se rasa biyado, hu sheyich b'mitaso v'yishkav aleha, u'minatema ala Rambam zal. Says minatema. Shekasav she'ena yotzei dechova elam ken yashan al mita kfuya. V'yav b'shakafa mitaso. Says adarabah, look in the Gemara. Sounds like it's something extra. So that is a difficult Rambam to understand. We don't do this bizman hazeh, as we know. We don't do kfiyas hamita, and we don't do atifas harosh. Why? Tosfos right here. Look in Tosfos Elu. Skip the first 10 lines. We'll get back to that by the Shem soon. But then Tosfos says about the 10th line of Tosfos Elu. Uma she'ein no aginata. This Tosfos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Uma she'ein no aginata. La'asos atifas harosh. Right, to put cover our head. V'kfiyas hamita. Samchidan hada amrina b'Yerushalmi, achsanoi eino chai b'kfiyas hamita, delo lemrun chereishu pirish b'chashif. Right, if you have a guest that's in a place where nobody's doing kfiyas hamita, people might think he's like a sorcerer or a magician of some kind. So you can't do it where people are going to look at you funny. So, same thing today. Ukemochein, anu bein hanachrim. Right, we are amongst the non-Jews, v'yesh beinenu avadim u'shvachos, and nobody knows what kfiyas hamita is about. And therefore, they're going to miss the message. Number two, and we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, what's the message of Kfiyas Hamita? That's where Tselem Elokim was first created, and there was less Tselem Elokim in the world, and that's the connection to the mirrors and to the pictures. That's what we said earlier. Another reason is, we have different beds. Even if we have the same beds, nobody gets the message. And number two, we have different beds. Lefisha Mita Shalanu Kach Yicholun L'Shakei B'Nachas Mitzazeh Kmo Mitzazeh. Talking about, let's say, the mattress. You turn a mattress over, it doesn't make a difference. It's the same thing. It's not accomplishing anything. Right, if you have the beds they had poles sticking up above the mattress, then same as above the under. So if you turn it over, it looks like the same thing. So therefore, there is no reason for, we don't do Kfiyas Hamita today. We do, again, extensions of Kfiyas Hamita. Once we have it open, Tosfos continues, it says, also Atifas Arosh. Vod yish litei tam b'atifas Arosh, shloya mevi ki'im lidei schok, inyan Atifas Yishma'ilim. It'll just look funny. People will look at us if we have a scarf over our heads and we're covering ourselves and we look like the Arabs. Right? We look like the Yishma'ilim. So that's why we don't do that, bizman hazeh. Remember, Rav Yashiv said a week ago that we mentioned, there is some idea of an atifa, some of the minhag, at least of wearing a hat, or at least a yarmulke that covers most of the head, right? There is some level, but in terms of real atifa that was done then, that is not done. Good, one other amazing ha'ara here. Tosfos on this amud is chock full. So the previous Tosfos talks about something we discussed a couple of days ago also, and that is, Tosfos says, again, we have the mucker from David HaMelech, who tore kriya, he was on the floor. Tosfos says, 1 minute, there's another story about David HaMelech. Remember, not by this story about Avshalom, but when the baby, right after David and Bathsheba, his baby died. But remember the story that happened? We mentioned this a couple of days ago. David sat Shiva right when the Navi told him his son was going to die. He sat Shiva on the floor, and he didn't wash, and nobody convinced him to get up. And right when the death occurred, he got up and finished. Tosfos, top Tosfos, second Tosfos, D.E. Afa gav d'shachav artzak siv nami eitzal yela de Bathsheba. Even though it says that there too. Afa gav d'lom gabi meis ksiv ela al beno. Vishema hoel vahanavi omar lo mos yamus. Harehu kemes. V'af al pishis palel lav sheyichya. Even though he davened, but David knew. The Navi told him. And that's why he said Shiva. Look what he quotes. He quotes our Yerushalmi that we mentioned. Ukinyin Zalmar Yerushalmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shal. You remember the 7 days of the delay of the Mabel. So Rashi quotes Misushelach. But the Mishalmi gives the other pshat. Hashem was sitting Shiva for the world before the Mabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shal. Yodei Asha Asil Lios Mabel. Hayim Esabel Al Olamo. Kodim HaMabel. What is Tosfos to say? If I know something Vadai, the idea of Shiva is not dafka a reaction to the death. It's a reaction to the knowledge of the death. As human beings, we only have that after the death occurs. But if there was a Navi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an idea of Avelus based on the knowledge. Again, this is pointing to the fact that Avelus might, isn't the emotion is more afterwards. You might be mechalik between the emotional element of Avelus and the intellectual element. The intellectual could be more. The emotional is really afterwards as human beings. But in the intellectual element of Avelus is right when you know. And we don't know until it actually occurs. But theoretically, conceptually, that's what he says here, right when you know. Rav Yosef Engel here, Kedarka Bakodesh, in the Gilyoni Hashas, says, Nira Be'enai Zechidish, to be pa'as de Yodin Vadai de Yomus Alpinavi Velachain. Kala Omi Lamus, Kames Dami. V'chashiv Kikfar Mes, V'shayach Lehis Abel Alav. And he quotes another Medrash in Brachos. But then he says, you know what? I think the opposite case, Tosfos in Bamitzia, Kufya Dalet. What is Tosfos there? Say, remember that little Tosfos? We discussed it a few times. Elio HaNavi does Tchias HaMesim to the child who died. Right? Mouth to mouth, the Navi describes. Ask Tosfos, wasn't Elio HaNavi Pinchas and therefore he was a Kohen? How could he touch the dead body? How could he touch the dead body, as Tosfos? Says Tosfos, because he knew he was Vada going to be able to be Mechaya him, so he did it. Says the Gilyoni Hashas, it's the same exact idea. Unbelievably, he puts this together. Kala Kala Omeid Lichyos Kachai Dami. Right, just like here. Kala Omeid, if somebody's Vaday gonna die, he's already considered dead. So Tosfos says there, V'yesh Lomar Shaya Baru Lo Sheyichayeu Laka Chaya Mutter Mishim Bikuach Nefesh. Of course, what does that last line mean? Bikuach Nefesh is that he's not dead. You don't have to Bikuach Nefesh. Okay, maybe that means Bikuach Nefesh because you're gonna make him alive. Amazing, if that's an angle connecting this Yerushalmi with that discussion of Tosfos. Okay, we continue. Tanu Rabbanon, right in the middle. Elu Dvarim Sha'avil Aser Bahan. The following items, here we have it. The list of items that an Avil is Aser in. What can a mourner not do? Aser Bimalacha. He's not allowed to do Malacha. We had this back in the second parak too. He can't go to work. Avil can't go to work. Uberachitza, and he's not allowed to wash himself. Ubisicha, can't anoint himself. Ubetashpash Hamita. Ubeni'ila Sasandal, leather shoes. The Asur Likros Batorah. Umenevim. Ubiksuvim. He can't learn. Ulashanos Mishnah, Bemedrish, Uba Halachos, Uba Hashas, Uba Agados. Just in case we thought there was one part, nothing. Nothing, you can't learn. Can't learn Torah Shabbaksav, can't learn Torah Shabbalpat. Vim Hayu Rabim Srichim Lo, Eino Nimna. A difference in halacha between an Avel and Tishabav, if the Rabim needs him, then he's allowed to. You don't have such a heter on Tishabav to learn. If he's the Rosh Hashiva, Eino Nimna. That he's allowed to. Umaisu meis benosha Rabbi Yosi b'tzipori v'nichnas lebeis hamedrish v'darash kol ha'yom kulo. Lost his son. He still went in. Rabbi Rachana Yisra'al b'milsa. He also, something happened. He became an avil. Savar de lo lemefek lepirka. He thought not to go give a shir. Amalei Rabbi Chanina. Imayu Rabbim srichan lo eno nimna. If the Rabbim need you, then you can't not go. Savar lo kmei amora ale. He's like, really? Okay. So he was going to give shir in the normal way. How they give shir? They had an amora. They had an announcer. Meaning the Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, told the person, right, the Mishnah says, the announcer. So he started to do that. So Amar Le'Rav, he said, no, don't go that far. Tanyu, Bavachalo Yamar Turgamon. You should have some type of hecker that, you are an Avel. So you give the shear, but without the Turgamon. Period. So before we continue, again, the first half of that Tosfos that we skipped, Tosfos Elu, an important discussion also. Tosfos says there are many items that are left out of this Braisa. Right, what about Kfiyas Amita? What about Ativas Arosh? So Tosfos just is mayor. All the items in the Gemara are the Isurim of an Avel. Items that an Avel can't do. Positive Nihugim of an Avel are not listed, besides maybe learning Torah. But that also might be a prohibition. Right, it's an Isser. Tfillin are not here either. Tfillin, that also might be, Tosfos discusses that too. Right, hakol chashav dvarim shemitzuva aleihem, tzivuyim, to lochashav alamili de aser bohen. Tfillin v'sheil hashalom lochashav, What about tefillin and shelah shalom? Deinze kol yimei ha'avel. That's not the entire avelus. That's only for the first day or for shiva. So that's why they're not listed. But here, all these items are for the entire shiva. So that's why there's differences between isurim of avelus and nihugim of avelus. Right? That is an important discussion. I think we mentioned that for yud beis chodesh. Mentioned for Rav Soloveitchik a few weeks ago, Yud Beis Chodesh does not have any Nihukim, it only has Isurim. And that's why he suggested you don't say Mixas HaYom Kekulo on the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh. You only say it at the end of Shiva and Shloshim because there you have a Nihuk. For Mixas HaYom Kekulo, you have to be doing something positive for Mixas HaYom to latch onto. The end of Yud Beis Chodesh is just Isurim, it's not Nihukim. And that's why he suggested you can't say Mixas HaYom Kekulo. Also, the discussion, yep. She'elah Shalom, good question. Is that a Nihug or is that an Isser? So is that not Kol Yimei Evo? There's a difference. We'll see in the Gemara we're going to talk about She'elah Shalom. It goes down a little bit at least. The halachas are different between the first 3 days, the next 4 days, and the rest of the month of the year, as we will see. There is also a line in Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv comments on an Achron, the Mate Yehuda. The Mate Yehuda says that even though there might be certain heterim, the Rishonim may discuss, is an Avil allowed to learn Eov and Yirmiyahu and the Gemara's in Gittin? I mean, all those heterim of Tisha B'Av, is an Avil allowed to learn that? So Tosfos discusses that already. Tosfos on the bottom. Tosfos says, well, why doesn't the Gemara say it if it's mutter? So it must be it's not mutter. Tosfos says, and also Likros Patori, it's 2 days there. One of the Rabbeinu Yitzchak said it, and then he was Chav, Rabbi Yaakov was Oster, and then he was Choser. Different discussion. Are the Dvarim Hara'im mutter for an Avel? Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's mutter for an Avel. But one of the Achronim, the Mate Yehuda, says, even if it might be mutter, you still shouldn't. It's just a heter. It's not, there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's what the Mate Yehuda says. And Rav Yashiv vehemently argues. Rav Yashiv says, no way. Eino nira klal. Borer upashut. If you're allowed to learn, you have to learn. Im mutter v'dvar maroim, harim mechuyah bazeh, u'mekayim b'kach mitzvah Talmud Torah. What are you talking about? And then he quotes the Yerushalmi, that also the Rishonim quote here. Yerushalmi quotes that if somebody is lahut, achar divrei Torah, mutter. If somebody can't stop themselves, they're lahut, then it's mutter. U'bahalach ein emuva, it's not quote halach alamaisa. Why? Says of Vayashiv, de'ein lanu hayo mishalot achar divrei Torah. We don't have somebody like that. Right? So I heard the story in the name of from the Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Avad Yosef, that both of them learned during Shiva. I wasn't an Eidim, but I've heard that from Eidim Ne'emanim. The both of them said, we're in pain if we don't learn. Okay, but in general, we don't have the status of Lahut. Then he quotes in parentheses, Umasha Mesapri Mala Rogachover, Shesambach Ali Rushalmi. Shogeg Shavuot also, they say you still learn on Tisha B'Av. Right? What they say, he was Somech on this, Eina Yodeim Ze Emet. I don't know if that's true, because he had to learn and he could have learned other things. So I don't know if I believe that story. Okay. Either way, that's sort of Rav Yashiv's comment. Then he says at the end, but whatever's part of Seder Hayom, whatever's part of Tefillah is mutter to say. And therefore he says, importantly, after Birchas HaTorah in the morning, in all those allowed to say Yivarech Hashem and Elu Dvarim. And Rabbi Shmuel Omer, anything part of tefillah, he says, is totally mutter. No problem in terms of learning. Okay, if we have time at the end, we'll get back to the words of the Aruch HaShulchan on learning. Well, if we mentioned it back a couple months ago, but we'll see if we have time at the end. Okay, we continue now. We have the stories again of those who were needed by the tzibur, and therefore they had allowances. Third to last line, ve'ela hechi avid, so what should he do without the mature gaman ki adatanya? Maisu meis benosh Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Nichna, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. V'nichnas labeis ha-medrash, v'nichnas Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya v'yasha b'tzito. Sat next to him alocha, shul Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya. Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, la mature gaman, ishmiel ha-rabim. So he had one extra person involved in the process. Tana Rabbanon, Avel, Gimel Yamim Rishonim, Asur Lahaniach Tilin. He can't wait Tilin for the first 3 days. So again, as we know, we don't hold like this. We hold only the first day. But let's get to the Chitas in the Gemara. The first 3 days, and Avel can't wait Tilin. Mishlishi ve'elach, v'shlishi bechlau, mutar lahaniach Tilin. Really means the first 2 days. First 2 days, he does not wait Tilin. On the third day, he can. Meaning, according to this first day, the first 2 days of Avelos are different than the rest of Avelos. They're more chomer. V'imbo'u panim chadashos, eino choles, divrei Rebbe Elazar. And if somebody who was never Menachem him yet, a new comforter came on the second day, he does not remove his tefillin. On the third day, he does not remove his tefillin. Why? Because if he removes his tefillin as he's coming in, people might think that he didn't wear tefillin, and it could lead to certain Maariv Zayin issues, Rashi explains. So he doesn't take it off. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Avel, Beis Yom Harishon, Mutar L'Aniyat Tefillin. The first 2 days, Misheni V'Sheni Bechlal, Mutar L'Aniyat Tefillin. Right? Only the first day is totally Usur. From the second day, you wear tefillin. V'im Bo Panam Chadashos, Choletz. But if you're wearing, and a new comforter comes, you do take off your tefillin. You do take off your tefillin. Amar of Masna, my time with Rebbe Elazar. Why does Rebbe Elazar say only, why does he say 2 days? Dechsev vayitamu yemei b'chi eval Moshe. Yemei. Yemei is plural, so it's at least 2 days. Amar of Ina, my time with Rebbe Yeshua. Why does he say 1 day? Dechsev acharisa kiyom mar. Right, yomar, bitter day. For Rebbe Yeshua, nami oksev vayitamu yemei. Aye, Rebbe Yeshua says, it says, what does he do with Yemei, plural? Amalacha, shiny Moshe, the talk of Avlai. Moshe could get an extra day. Avilas for Moshe is different. For the Rabbozanami Hoksiv, Achrisa Kiyomar, what does he do with day one? Iker Marire Chad Yomahu. The Iker bitterness is 1 day, even though it might be 2 days altogether. Okay, note the Ritva here says, the source by Moshe Rabbeinu is not such a great source. Because if you look in the context there, Yemei means 30 days, doesn't mean two. It means Yemei is referring to 30 days they sat for Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's not smachta. It doesn't really mean, in both sources, they both hold 1 and 2, that's their Mesorah, and they're Mesomechen on the Pasuk in Dvarim and in Amos, but it doesn't really mean a real source. Omar Ula, Halacha, Rebbe Elazar b'chalitza, Halacha Rebbe Yeshua b'hanacha, the Halacha is like Rebbe Elazar, meaning 2 days regarding chalitza. Right, meaning, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to be choletzit even on Yom Gimel, but Rabbi Elazar says, even on day 2, v'alach Rabbi Yeshua b'hanacha. B'hanacha in terms of putting it on, like Rabbi Yeshua, meaning you only, it's usher to put it on day 1. Tosfos here discusses why these psukim say nothing about tefillin. How do we know, like, these psukim about 1 day and 2, like the rest of Avelos continue for the week, for Shloshim. So how do we know it's referring to tefillin? Says Tosfos in Mishlishi, Hai vayitamu betfillin. V'chein achrisa kiyomar tfei mikol sharmili. Why? To kol sha'ashihu mar nefesh misolel ba'afar. When somebody is a bitter spirit, literally they are rolling around in the dust. That's how they feel. Ve'in ze pe'er. That's not glory. What does that mean? It's not glory. Explains Rav Soloveitchik in the Shiuri Harav that they put out relating to Avelos. Explains the idea of an Avel not wearing tefillin is a din in the chefsa shel tefillin. It's not even a din of nihuge Avelos. It's not appropriate for a chefsa shel tefillin to be on someone who is not in a state where this could be glory. In by definition, tefillin have to be pe'er. And if somebody can't have that pe'er, that glory, that teferis on them, then it's a lack in the chefsa, in the inherent item of tefillin, not in the din of the gavra wearing tefillin. That's why they darshan it from, that's what the pshat of the Tosfos is. Period. Ibai lo, fourth to last line. There's more there, but not for now. Bisheni le'ula, choletz o eno choletz. So Ula says that we hold like Rebbe Elazar regarding chalitza, but Rebbe Yeshua regarding hanacha. So on day 2, you don't wear, right, only day 1 as an isser of tefillin. So according to him, on day 2, are you choletz or not? Atashma, amar ula choletz imeniach afilo me'a pa'amim. Yeah, you take it off, you put it on, even 100 times. Tani nami hachi, Yehuda ben Tema, omar choletz imeniach afilo me'a pa'amim. Rava amar, so once you put it on, you don't take it off. Says Rava. V'harava hu da'amar halacha ketana didan da'amar shlosha. But didn't Rava say 3 days? The halacha is ayaratana for 3 days? So what do you mean? Once you put it on, you don't take it off. So mitzvah shiny. Maybe tefillin is different. Rashi on top. Klomar. Ho'olu mitzvah laniach tefillin. Matzi lahaniach la'alter b'sheini. Even though you're right, the first 3 days of Avelos, Rava says, are more serious. But when it comes to tefillin, you could be a little more flexible because of the mitzvah element. Tana Rabbanan. So that was regarding tefillin. So now we get to other halachas that might change after the first couple of days. Avel gimel yom harishonim aser b'malacha. He's not going to do any type of malacha. Via filu ani amisparnis benatzaka. Even an ani, he doesn't have what to. Can't make a living. Mikan ve'elech. After the first 3 days, though, in private, if he needs it, he could do certain malacha. And a woman could sew. The first 3 days, an avel can't go pay a shiva call to a different avel. holech ve'eno yoshiv b'makam ha-menachamim el b'makam ha-misnachamim. If an avel goes to Be'er Shivakol, he wants to go Be'er Shivakol to another avel, he can go, but he should sit with the other avelim when he goes. He shouldn't sit with the menachamim. He just goes and sit with the other avelim. Says Avel Yashiv here in the Haris. So he gets a kiyum of nicham avelim in that case. Does an avel sitting with other avelim? That's what it sounds like. Why is he going? Even though he's sitting with the other misnachamim, he gets a kiyum of nicham avelim, a menachem. See, Esav Yashiv, I have a shiloh. He doesn't really answer it. He says, let's say it happens a lot. Let's say there are a couple of avelim sitting shiv in one house, and then towards the end of the night, a couple of the avelim are go home to their own house, or go sleep somewhere else. Did they say hamakom to the people remaining? Does some avelim say hamakom? Because after all, you see, you could have a concept of a co-avel being menachem. So he says, it sounds like, he says, you might say that, the fact that you don't have to say anything. And you get the kiyum here. It doesn't say that there's anything said. They just sit, but that's Rabbi Yashiv's interesting discussion here. What do you say? Do they say that? He has that suffix. Says Reish Raya she'ein lahem lomar davelim ena menachemim. Others say avakasha. Okay, so he goes back and forth, but he says just coming is a kiyum of nichum. Okay, Tana Rabbanon avel gam yamim harishonim asa b'shila shalom. First 3 days in avel aser to say hello. After 3 to 7, then he can answer, but he still does not show el. After Shiva, he could ask normally. Let's talk about each one of those. The first 3 days, he doesn't do anything. He cannot say hello. Vatanya, Maisa. 1 second. The Bryce says, Maisa, Maisa, but I'm sure Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lost some children. Rechman al Islan. Nechrezukal Yisrael vespidum behesped gadol. All of Klal Yisrael came and were maspid. Rabbi Akiva's family. Bishas Peti Rasan, and as they were leaving, Amar Rabbi Kiva al Safsal Gadol v'Amar. Rabbi Kiva stood up on a chair and says, Rabosai, I just want to make an announcement. Achenu Beis Yisrael, Shimu, listen to me. Afilu Shnei Banim Chasanim, Minuchimu, Bishvol Kavosh Hasisem. If my two sons, and some say they were, if my two sons were Chasanim, right, they were getting married, still, you gave me such a covet, I feel such nechama, that all of you came here. V'im b'shvil Akiva basem, if you came just for me personally, no, you couldn't have. Hari kama Akiva b'shuk. There are many Akivas b'shuk that you weren't menachim like this. Right, you didn't all come. El akach amartim, you know what you did? You gave kavod haTorah. Kavod haTorah. Torah tzalokav b'libo. V'kol shekein sheschar sechem kaful, l'chu l'bateichem l'shalom. Thank you so much, and Rabosai, go b'shalom. That's the last line is the problem. This was at the Ptira, at the Kvura. How could he wish them good? Wish them shalom. Answer, covered Rabim Shiny. When it's all of Klal Yisrael there, then you have differences. It's not personal, so usually though, She'ela Shalom is all us in the first 3 days. Next, Mikimovat Zayin Meshav Eino Shoel, from after day 3, what's the halacha? Another can answer, but not ask. Mikan Ve'elach, Shoel Umeshav Kedarko. And after Shiva, normal. For Aminu, really? Hamosi es Chavir Alvel Toch Lamin Yom. If somebody sees their friend who's still in Shloshim, Midaber imo tanchumim ve'eino shoal b'shlomo. You see, all the way till shloshim, you can't. One doesn't ask in the normal way, "How you doing?" Shalom aleichem. La'achar lamid yom shoal b'shlomo ve'eino midaber imo tanchumim. After shloshim, nothing. After shloshim, it's finished. But how could we just say before that after shiva it's finished? Stira. Here it says after shloshim it's finished. Mesa ishto v'nasi shacheres. If somebody's wife dies and he married another wife, and obviously, the context we're talking about is still within Shloshim. Stosva says, must be a case where one was allowed to get remarried within Shloshim. Right? Usually, you have an Isser of Havchana, or an Isser of other halachas, of Avelus. So Tosva says, he doesn't have kids, whatever the case may be. So he marries another wife. Then, if somebody's sitting Shiva, or somebody's in Shloshim, and they're remarried, you can't go give them Tanchumin on the first wife. It's a bizayin to the second wife. Matzo bashuk, outside in public, away from the wife, omer lo b'safa rafu b'kovid rosh. Then you can say something. Question mark though. But how could the first brisa say that she'ela shalom goes back to normal after shiva? Here it says after shloshim. So amar avidi bar avin, who shoel b'shlom acherim? He could ask others shalom. Sha'acherim shuim b'shalom. After shiva, he could ask everybody else how they're doing because they are in a state of shalom. Acherim ain't shoel b'shloma, but others cannot ask him. Shehu eino shari b'shalom, because he is in a state of chaser. He's not in Shalom. So that's the chiluk. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. It says even Meshiv. Sounds like they could ask him, right? Even after right? Even after Shiva. So, delo yadi. Oh, maybe they didn't know. They didn't know that he's an avel. Iyachi asanami. So they didn't know it works in both cases. Again, there's no difference in halacha. Hasa moda lahu. Velo meheda lahu. There, within Shiva, his answer must be to let them know that he is an avel, and he does not answer them normally. Velo meheda lahu. Hacha, and after Shiva, lo tsarek lo odu inu. That he doesn't have to let them know if they ask, so then he can answer. We're still not done. V'raminu, 1 minute. Hamoti es chaveira ova b'toch yud beis chodesh. Medari motan chumim v'inishol b'shlomo. Even for a year, he doesn't give the regular shalom aleichem. L'achar yud beis chodesh, sholdo b'shlomo. V'inu medari motan chumim. Ava medari momonatzad. After yud beis chodesh, he acts normally, and he shouldn't ask motan chumim. And medari momonatzad, meaning he doesn't beferish talk about the niftar to bring back the pain. Just minatzad, implicitly. And if somebody does bring up avelos after Yud Beis Chodesh, you know what it's like? La adam shenishbro raglo, person broke his leg. The chais and it got better. Matsu rofe v'amarlo. He sees a doctor. The doctor says to him and says, you know what? Klachetzli, you know, come over here. Shani shovra v'ar pa'ena. Kadesha teda shesamanim shali yafin. You know, you want me to break your leg again? And I'll fix it. I'm a great doctor. If somebody already went through the mourning process and now you're bringing it up again, you're like pouring salt on an open wound. It's not appropriate. But again, question mark. So you see there's a Yud Beis Chodesh concept. Not just Shloshim Yom. Lo kasha, ha ba'aviv ve'imo, ha b'shar krovim. A parent's, that's all year. That's all year. Regular she'ela shalom all year. But other krovim is obviously the 30 days and 7 days. So the Gemara says, Hasam nami dari motan chumim minatzad. So what about even by shar krovim? Why doesn't it say you could talk indirectly about it with them? So the Gemara says, Nachinam, that's true. Avo mai eno medari motan chumim kedarko. Avo medabri imo min hatzad. Meaning indirect. For a parent, there's an idea of the limitations of she'ela shalom the entire year. How we greet them if somebody is in avelos, because after all, as the Gemara says, they're not b'shalom. They're not b'shalom even the entire year. But for all other relatives, it is for 30 days and not for a year. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with Eilu Magalchin in the coming days.